Hi, my name's Nicole. I have been working with Rachel for the past several months, and I would just say, you know, she's a wealth of knowledge. She's natural at what she does. She gives you, you know, advice that I think you can use every single day. She's super real, leads you down the right path. I've enjoyed every moment of it. Her skin camp is exceptional for anyone that wants to take a bit of a deeper dive. It's like being in the bathroom with Rachel. She guides you through everything. She's super passionate about it. You have the ability to watch it over again. By far worth all the investment. I go back to it all the time for reference.
Welcome, welcome, welcome everyone to the School of Radiance podcast. I'm your host, a humble human on a mission, here to help you achieve and receive the best hair, skin, and nails of your life, look and feel fantastic at the same time. In today's episode, I wanted to talk a little bit about waist circumference and waist weight loss. Waist loss with toxins. That was a really funny slip there, because it's actually relevant with what I'm about to say. The other day, I was looking at photos of myself from about 3 years ago. And compared to how I look now, I look totally different. You know, over these last couple of years with reducing oxidative stress, doing the research behind that, employing all these different practices myself too, with purifying air, water, lighting, electromagnetics, and detoxing of things like mold and parasites and heavy metals, as well as emotional things too. There's a massive emotional link with weight gain and trapped emotions or traumas, right? The body and the cells, they keep score. So the interesting thing is, when I started to put more attention, obviously with the skincare stuff, the hair care things to stimulate hair growth. But when I really started to pay attention to supplementation and eating in a very specific way, using specific gut tests, I started to notice some massive things in my entire life. Not only did I notice my skin start to look better, I experienced less breakouts and I could be out in the sun for much longer, but I also experienced better sleep and also more clarity in my life in general. Then I started to notice that an additional 10 pounds just melted off of me, literally melted off with no effort. In my previous life, I was doing kickboxing and jiu-jitsu for about 12 years, personal training, anywhere from 3 to 4 times a week. So yes, I was absolutely physically fit, great cardio. I could lift heavy. I think I was deadlifting 170 pounds and glute bridging. My personal record max was 325 pounds. So I was not weak. However, after 2 car crashes, I couldn't do that anymore. And my body had changed. And the way that I went through life, I had to literally change everything from the exercise that I did to the way that I would sit and eat a meal and watch a movie. So for any of you with whiplash injuries, you know exactly what that's like. What that's like, it completely changes your life. And so to get across why I personally have done all these things with biohacking, with longevity, with reducing oxidative stress, was actually to reduce pain. And then I stumbled on this radiance stuff. It's like the more clear and pure you are, the more clearly you can see your life, the more clearly you can actually see where other people you're communicating with are coming from, psychologically, emotionally, energetically as well. So in my personal journey, I've picked up a lot of things along the way in regards to really sophisticated communication, with learning about people's archetypes and how I can modulate my communication to best either teach in a one-on-one session for my clients that are looking for skin rejuvenation, but also teaching fellow practitioners with different assessment tools. I get really deep into this stuff in my membership with the detox protocols that I do, as well as the deeper psychological assessments and tools and communication strategies to help you become your best version on the inside out and have the best relationships and home of your dreams. And then, you know, I've been looking in the mirror lately. I'm like, oh my gosh, I've hardly been exercising. I've had to keep things pretty light, unfortunately, in my life. It's like, oh my goodness, like where have these abs come from? And I've been laughing more. Laughter is a great way to actually get abs. And some athletic studies have shown that laughter actually works more of your accessory muscles than doing crunches at the gym. So that's pretty interesting. But this shift in my physiology also really happened, I would say March 2023, started to do some parasite cleansing. And then in October 2023, when I did a long fast, it was about a 5 to 7 day long fast in Sedona in Southern Utah at elevation. I'm used to sea level. You know, some of these days were up at 8,000 feet above sea level. I talk about the story in my Audible, Radiance, the New Skin Science, which you can get over at theschoolofradiance.com. Links in the description of this episode, where I share a little bit more about my journey. But in this episode, I really wanted to focus on the waist circumference and weight loss and body composition. Because for me, looking back at photos of myself 3 years ago, I was doing rejuvenation all the time, laser sessions every month, you know, different injectables, different body contouring technologies. And I wasn't doing the oxidative stress reduction of air, water, lighting, electromagnetics, and detoxing at that time, as well as the emotional things. So now, 3 years later, looking at the way that I look, I mean, how could I not want to share the things that I've experienced with you in my own radiance transformation? We can't underestimate how emotions really impact our weight. Just think about this for a second. If you are a little bit stressed out, you've had a long day, and you feel like you just want to unwind, what are some of the things you might gravitate towards? Maybe alcohol and some type of sugary treat. Am I right? And then you're going to kick it on the couch and watch some Netflix and things like that. So anyways, I got rid of my Netflix. I barely drink. If I do drink, it's tequila or Guinness or some type of super clean wine, primarily organic from Italy or France, but even wine is at a complete minimum these days. And, you know, I spend more time being quiet. And the other thing here is that I think can really contribute to someone's radiance being dimmed and just not being your true self is if you're mismatched in also the masculine and feminine energies. So once I took myself out of a position that was very difficult for me to do, literally turned my whole life upside down, all with faith and courage, I noticed everything shifted. I was very masculine in the way that I operated before, you know, coming from Canada, I'd be wearing my lumberjack jacket, I'd be 4x4ing in the woods, solo 4x4ing, hiking alongside bears and cougars on some of the most treacherous trails on Vancouver Island, requiring statistically the highest rates of rescues, and considered doing search and rescue myself. Little did I know I was the one that needed rescuing. I needed to rescue myself. So that's a whole other story. But I was so in my masculine. And a lot of you listening, ladies, if you're feeling like you are the leaders of your household and you're feeling like your husband or your partner isn't doing enough, you know, you do want to take a good look at yourself, actually. You know, how are you approaching communication with getting things done at home? How are you approaching your colleagues at work, especially if you do work in a male-dominated workplace? And I've seen this a lot with a number of my School of Radiance members. They come from very corporate, male-dominated areas. And so what they would try and do is match that masculine. I'll be the first, not the first, but I will definitely tell you that women are not meant to work like men. Our physiology is completely different. We are more rhythmic beings. We have monthly cycles. A man's cycle is like a daily cycle, totally different. We operate better when we are feeling safe. And when I do master classes, which I have them almost weekly, you can register for my next free one in the description of this episode, where we talk about lots of different topics. But when I ask people on my free master classes, which you can get the downloads for them, the replays on my Skin Shop, and I ask what is feminine radiance? It's soft, it's flowing, it's nurturing, it's caring. if you're listening to this as a woman and you're not in that state, you're going to be in fight or flight state, and your adrenals are very likely going to be getting hit hard. And so what happens when we're in a high cortisol state, everything else in the body is imbalanced. And that in and of itself is going to contribute to weight gain and being stressed out, you know, your nervous system being dysregulated. That's why I love cold therapy and sauna use, for putting the body through a little bit of calculated stress to actually provide more recovery and more resilience in the body. And then what's really cool is when the woman shows up in her beautiful feminine glory, the men love being around women in this energy. And, you know, this was one of the things that I unfortunately experienced because I was so in my masculine. There was another woman who was maybe a little bit more in her dark feminine that, you know, was maybe a little bit appealing. And so there's that. So if you're looking for great relationships, you got to do the work yourself to really cultivate this positive emotional mindset, being as pure as possible, doing the detox work, you know, take my free 30-minute masterclass on oxidative stress in the skin. I break it down in a really simple way. And then what happens is when women are operating in the way that they, I'm just going to flat out say it, I think designed to be, then they show up differently. They show up differently. Men love to be the providers. They love to take care of things. They get a lot of satisfaction knowing that they're taking care of you and keeping you safe. So there's also this dynamic as well. So if you are struggling with a couple of pounds extra around the waist, like what I did, I definitely looked very puffy in my face and in my whole body 3 years ago compared to now. It's, you know, I look like a totally different person in my personal opinion. The way that I speak, the way that I look, and just my life in general is completely different. So I have gone through this radiant transformation myself fairly recently. And I encourage you to actually look back at pictures and photos of yourself from a few years ago. And because you've been listening to the show, the School of Radiance podcast, maybe you've already had your one-on-one session with me, you're part of my skincare tutorials, and you're part of my membership, you should be able to see the changes in the way that you look, the way that you move, the way that you communicate, but really your body composition. And so many women are losing fat and they're losing muscle. They're not eating enough protein and they're really operating in their masculine. All of these things are actually going to contribute to accelerated aging. So the longevity side of things is really quite intriguing to me, because if we wish to slow aging, it comes from reducing oxidative stress. And when your body isn't in the cell danger response type of program, then your body can finally relax and take a breath and actually work at recovery and rejuvenation. They don't call it beauty sleep for nothing. However, if you're going to sleep and you have your Wi-Fi on in the house, you've eaten food a bit too close to bed, you've had a hard conversation before you go to sleep, you're not going to sleep well. There's a lot of other things that I do behind the scenes too, with specific technology that nobody's really talking about publicly. It's not even in the biohacking space at all. This is some pretty advanced stuff that it's kind of not how much money you have, but it's who you know. And a lot of people ask me, well, how do you go about the detoxing of things like parasites and mold and heavy metals? And I just want to share something with you. That if, say, there was mold behind the wall behind me, what you'd want to do is actually clear out the furniture, right? So you don't get drywall and construction dust over everything, so that you can get easier access to, say, the mold behind the wall. And then you can go in there, take out the drywall, and then maybe fix a plumbing issue, fix an electrical issue. And what I'm getting at is you have to open up your detoxification pathways first. You have to clear out the cobwebs first. You have to take the furniture out first so you can actually go in and do the remediation, essentially. So when it comes to detoxing, what I like to encourage, and this is one of the best things I ever did to change my body composition and be far more trim now than I ever was a number of years ago. You know, I did bikini shoots and fitness photo shoots and lifestyle shoots on private islands. Oh yeah, you name it. And my body is so much better now with actually less effort, but more effort placed on making really good decisions every single day. So before doing detoxing, I do recommend cleaning up your environment first with your air, water, lighting, and electromagnetics. That's why I have the detoxing at the end. And, you know, this is published research that I have provided. So I warmly invite you to read my research article to give you some guidance. If you're looking for tools to purify your air, water, lighting, and electromagnetics, you can find all of those on my biohacking page. And I will share a little bit of the frequency stuff. You're going to see that on the key coils on my biohacking page as well. I do like to play the beauty frequency. Everything has a frequency, right? The fabric I'm wearing has a frequency. Any type of pathogen has a frequency. So what's really cool is we can actually give the body specific frequencies to do specific things. And what is really novel at this time is for peptides, because the body already makes peptides. So what some of the things that I do are, that's really cool, is actually to give my body the program frequency of a peptide that I want more of. So say, for example, BPC-157 or PT-141 or melanotan. It's really interesting. Now, this stuff is still really quite new and novel, and that's kind of what biohacking is all about. Is we're always looking for ways to give us a little bit more of an edge, you know, 1% improvement here, 2% improvement here, up to 20% improvement here. And that is what it's all about. So I am a huge fan of frequency technology for giving the body good things, because we're in a frequency soup that actually scrambles our mitochondria for making ATP. There's also the Somavetic piece of technology on my biohacking page that I tested with the BioWell. It's a practitioner device. It's an energy medicine tech piece of analysis technology. It's pretty cool. A lot of the stuff comes from Europe. And after I turned it on and had six people around it, looked at baseline, looked at, you know, 30 minutes after it was on, everyone had better joule output in their body. Everyone had more, you know, better mitochondrial function, because I kind of break down the frequency stuff. If you're outside in nature, the earth emits this really beautiful sine wave. It's a very coherent sine wave. You probably also heard of the Schumann resonance. But when we're inside, there's wiring throughout the home. And what happens with that is we get more incoherent sine waves. And those waves are always going through the body, which is why I'm such a huge fan of wearing electromagnetic protective clothing, sleeping in silver sheets, wearing an EMF beanie on my head too. So I know some of this probably sounds a little too fringe for a few of you out there. However, for others, you might be like, oh my gosh, yeah, there's an additional layer that I can be adding. It's the layer that I've been adding for now about a year. And I'm definitely seeing the improvements in not just the way my skin looks, but also in my body composition, the way I communicate, the way I operate, and in relationships, right? So one final thing I'm going to leave with you is that we really are in a bit of a mental health crisis these days, right? All the woes of the world, kind of all at once. There's always something novel coming up. Now, when you are operating as a radiant human, the degree of radiance is what's really important here. So in Ayurveda, radiance is the 10th body, and radiance is the electromagnetic projection of all of your other body systems. So if you would like to show up as a brighter human and are able to do the body, mind, spirit, energy work, clear out the cobwebs, get right with God, with your family, with your relationships, you know, do that work, do that really important work. Those all do have an impact on your radiance. I just can't help but notice this, having worked with thousands of clients over the years and seeing a contrast between some people who, you know, they're the busy bodies, right? They get all the rejuvenation in the world, but it doesn't really make a difference, compared to other groups of clients that I've worked with as well, that they just want to look as good as they feel. They have a great home life. They're living healthily. They have a spiritual practice, and they just shine differently, right? So it's truly my aim here on the show to help you become your most radiant version. And it might sound a little abstract, but once you experience it for yourself, like how I have, you can't help but notice the positive, noticeable physical impacts with having better skin, with, you know, barely having to do anything except my skincare, dermal rolling, at-home peels, things like that. Maybe the odd rejuvenation here and there, but significantly less than before, which I'm just pretty impressed by myself as a clinician. It's a really interesting thing to have stumbled upon, which is kind of what makes me unique with my skin angle. It's not just, okay, you know, have the surgery or, okay, do this rejuvenation, but it's really clearing out the cobwebs and getting your cellular wellness and your overall resilience on point. One of the key principles to being radiant in my, you know, observing this for about 5 or 6 years now in specific clients that I could see had it, there was something different about them. They had this deeper beauty and they're even in their 60s to 90s. What can we do about it? And why is this so important? We all want to look and feel our best. We also want to make a positive impact in the world. So the more of you out there who are willing to do the work of reducing oxidative stress in your environment for yourself and your family, you're willing to be consistent with your skincare, you're willing to maybe consume certain supplements like antioxidants, omega, collagen, and other, you know, nutrient cosmeceuticals that I also offer and have done research for. These all make a massive difference. So it's not about, we are in a society where we want to click and get something delivered to our doorstep like in 2 days. This isn't that. This is a really deep personal journey that we all actually have accessible to us. It was just interesting how I kind of stumbled upon it, starting from, you know, the very superficial plastic surgery world to now seeing, okay, there's something else that provides lasting beauty and longevity. How can we combine both? And I've had people tell me that I'm the first to combine it, which is just really interesting to kind of have stepped into this leadership role to share this and, you know, kind of hit the jackpot, I feel like, getting to talk about beauty and radiance in the work that I do. And so I'm just really happy that you're here and that you're listening to this, because it's not only going to help yourself, it's going to be benefiting yourself, your family, and your community, because you're going to be having better engagements with yourself and those that you connect with, right? It's always good to leave a lasting positive impression when you're connecting with someone who you love or you are meeting with on a personal or professional level. We all want that. We all want to have great exchanges. So this is kind of a way to help make the world a better place as well. The more of us who are operating more radiantly, I think it's just going to lend to more people having better interactions and engagements with one another and acknowledging that people are on their own journeys as well. So once you learn these concepts of reducing oxidative stress in your environment, your skincare, some of the biohacking stuff, and doing the detoxing, it's not your job to preach about it from the mountaintops. However, people will start to notice. People will start to notice, like, oh, wow, your skin's looking better. Your hair is fuller. Have you lost weight? By the way, never bring up weight to anybody, because weight gain and weight loss can definitely be linked to really difficult or trying or stressful times in people's lives. So I would say comments like that are going to be off limits. However, you're probably going to start to hear things. If you're looking really good, what are you doing? Maybe give them one little tidbit of information. And then if they ask for more, maybe give them one more. Just slowly kind of drip it into their consciousness, if you will. But don't, you know, share all this stuff with a fire hose type of mentality. But it's not about keeping it to yourself as well. It's just not about overwhelming the other person. Because that can definitely happen. And I hear that being something difficult for my clients. And also to do these things in partnership with who you're with, right? Your loved ones, to look at this health stuff, look at your skincare as, you know, you're doing it as a team. You're both looking after each other to look and feel your best so that you can be satisfied in a relationship. You have those shared values and you have really good boundaries around what is important to you for helping you feel and look your best. There's nothing wrong with that. Establishing boundaries is a really important skill that I was never taught growing up. And this is something that I've done a lot of deep psychological work on over, I would say, the last year, really looking at this. And I got to say, it has made my life a lot less dramatic and a lot easier. And part of being, you know, people have said people who are beautiful have an easier life, right? Things are easy for beautiful people. Well, things are more, life is filled with more grace and ease for those who are radiant. And then in the process, you're also going to look more beautiful. Your hair is going to be fuller. Your body composition will show you that you're on the right track as well. You'll be less puffy. You'll be less inflamed. You'll be in more positive emotional states because your brain and nervous system work better as well. So this is a really unique angle that I like to take to the whole concept of weight loss, is to not just look at it from the physical, but definitely the non-physical as well. And I actually, as you know, I teach a lot of other clinicians, and a lot of clinicians that I'm connecting with just to this week have seen a lot of people on this particular medication for weight loss. But the thing is that people are losing fat and muscle and bone alongside that. And then as soon as they're off it, that weight just comes back and they've had that muscle and bone loss. Again, we live in a society where it's like a click for a result mentality, which is the wrong mentality. It's like what I talk about in the Audible, doing the hero's journey. And for me, doing the work, the reward was, you know, more beauty and radiance. It's like pretty cool hero's journey. So if you haven't yet listened to my Audible, I warmly invite you to. You're going to pick up a lot of great, inspiring nuggets of insight to help you on your own transformation journey. Because sometimes when we do this kind of work, it can be lonely. It was really lonely for me for a long time, but it isn't anymore. And so I'm pleased to share that as well. So I love you all so much. Have a beautiful rest of your day. Get outside, ground, go barefoot, get in the water, depending on where you live. And just be grateful for everything you have, your health, your beauty, your relationships, your family. Be grateful for everything, because actually there has been some research with people who are grateful versus people who aren't grateful and just complain all the time and they're in negative emotional states. They get more of that, right? So that's also pretty cool too. One of my friends, Ben Azadi, calls it vitamin G, which is gratitude. So practice a little bit more of that today. Be in that positive emotional state and do this work. If you need some guidance on how to basically do it, this is where you can book a one-on-one with me. And of course, I'll give you all that skincare and rejuvenation guidance as well as mentorship along the way. So love you all so much. Have a great day. And I will see you again right here on the School of Radiance podcast.